Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Wednesday, hopefully the half point of your week on the 14th of June in 2023. I'm Michael Kimmett, your host, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through your Wednesday. We're going to start with everyone's favorite tool, WordPress. If you use WordPress, you likely use it to curate, deliver, or host an amazing and beautiful website. And if you're an average user, just know that when you go to a website, there's a high probability that the creators used WordPress. WordPress has an amazing amount of tools, such as WooCommerce, which allows you to take payments on your website. Specifically, WooCommerce has a really cool integration with Stripe Gateway that allows operators of websites to directly accept payments through an API, making payments faster and ultimately being able to get things you buy online faster. And it's used in almost a million installations or websites. The problem is it's flawed. The WooCommerce Stripe Gateway has a flaw known as an unauthenticated insecure direct object reference or IDOR vulnerability tracked to CVE-2023-34000. And by exploiting this flaw, threat actors can gain access to all of the payment data on your website, as well as gain access to the website itself for takeover. So you definitely want to patch. This was fixed by the latest shipped version of the Stripe Gateway added by WooCommerce, specifically version 7.4.1, which was released in late May of this year. So if you use WooCommerce Stripe Gateway, make sure that you update now so that all of your customer data isn't stolen by criminals. Speaking of criminals, we gotta move to China, where researcher group Mandiant is tracking what they call UNC, or Unknown Cluster, 3886. Now, Mandiant links UNC 3886 to China-linked cyber espionage group. There's some belief that this group could be acting on behalf of the Beijing government, and they were noted exploiting a piece of software known as VMware, specifically ESXi. If that sounds like something you've never heard of, that's okay. Essentially, what happens is that instead of issuing every single person a very expensive new computer, organizations can use one supercomputer with this software to create virtual machines or computers that their employees can access from the internet. It's a way to increase security, save money, increase monitoring, and reduce risk. The problem is, much like WooCommerce, there was a flaw. This flaw, CVE-2023-20867, was observed by the researchers being abused by this Chinese espionage group, and it allowed the actors who had already gained access to this resource to expand their presence, and as the cyber espionage tag implies, to steal or view data that they likely are collecting via some directive from the Chinese government. So what you need to know is that China, like most nations in today's global world, conducts spying. It appears that at least some Chinese-linked groups are using cyber to do so, and researchers like Mandiant are feverishly working to identify them. But what you can do if you operate a VMware ESXi cluster or server, you can make sure that you're patched so that you're not the latest UNC 3886 victim. We're going to move from software and Chinese cyber espionage cyber actors to a hospital in the state of Illinois in the United States. St. Margaret's Health sadly is going to close. And this will be happening later this week on the 16th of June. St. Margaret's closure will include their Peru and Spring Valley facility branches. And it is the very first time, on record anyways, that a hospital has cited a cyber attack as one reason among many that they are ceasing their activity or closing a facility. In 2021 of February, a ransomware attack had a significant impact on St. Margaret's Health, specifically the Spring Valley facility. This did not impact the Peru branch. Not Peru is in the country. Peru is in the area in Illinois where they operate. And the financial cost seems to have been, in addition to COVID and other very significant issues, insurmountable, unfortunately, for the St. Margaret's Health Group. So they'll be closing these two facilities. It's the very first time that we know of that a cyber attack was cited as part of the reason in which a health facility was closed. And that is very significant because it means that criminals are impacting organizations who provide healthcare, and the people in those areas will now have to find another place or another resource to meet their health needs. We're going to move from healthcare to governance and compliance. It looks like Microsoft was in a little bit of hot water because they made an announcement that they are going to pay a $20 million penalty to the United States Federal Trade Commission, known as the FTC. The FTC investigated Microsoft following complaints that Microsoft was violating the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, known as COPPA. COPPA is designed to ensure that children, particularly under the age of 13, are safe from data privacy and collection over fears that they could be given information that would be used to target them, influence them, or result in their kidnapping or other malicious harm. What happened in this case is that Microsoft, via its Xbox product, collected information related to children, 13 and under, their avatar, their health data, and this was all shared with a third party outside of the ability of those children's consent. Because they're children, they can't consent. In theory, only their parents should be allowed to consent for them. But in any case, the Federal Trade Commission has said that as a result of this particular violation, Microsoft will pay $20 million. Microsoft has taken action to ensure that these kinds of things do not happen in the future. What you need to know is that children's privacy and protection is very serious, even in the digital world, that even seemingly minor violations can result in very large fines. If you operate a business of any size that operates on the internet, you may want to consider this potential risk, because in this case, it's a $20 million risk, one that you might not plan for, and you should look into whether or not you have insurance or liquid funds to cover these kinds of unanticipated costs and ensure that your business is in compliance with all laws, including COPPA. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding day. It's going to be a great one. Hopefully you are halfway through your work week. So until tomorrow, stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy. Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today we have to give a tip of the cap to a hockey team. The National Hockey League's Las Vegas Golden Knights get a sincere tip of the cap for defeating their opponents, the Florida Panthers, in a best-of-seven game series to win the NHL championship and hoist the vaunted Stanley Cup, cementing their place as the best team this year in the NHL. So to you, Las Vegas Golden Knights, for your dedication, your perseverance through injury, adversity, and showing that you can perform at the highest level of your craft, sincere tip of the cap, and please keep on hockeying.